This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, great to be with you.
Likewise. What a wonderful day. Cold, rainy. You got to enjoy days like this. I remember back summer I was waiting for these days because you get to do more things other than just be hot.
Play golf.
Play golf, exercise, but the birds like it, the trees like it, so it's good. Winter's good.
Well, listen, this is great viewing weather. Because
hunting,
fishing maybe a little bit, get on some redfish down in Galveston. It's the season for that. But, Charlie, it's great watching season for golf. The fall season concludes at the RSM Classic in Sea Island where our friend Cole Hammer is in the lead. And then, across the pond, Charlie, we wake up this morning and for the DP World Tour Championship, Rory McIlroy is clawing back at John Rahm's lead. And, of course, you have U.S. Open champion Matthew Fitzpatrick. So just all around the world. LPGA is concluding their season at Tiburon in Naples. You have Lydia Ko in the lead with Nelly Korda chasing.
Playing for $2 million first prize.
Unbelievable. There's more players on the LPGA Tour this year that have made over seven figures than ever before. 24 women will make over seven figures by end of this year. So just all around, all three tours, PGA Tour, DP World, and LPGA Tour, just some great golf going on.
But the inflation is eating it all up for the average Joe. It's horrible. You can take 20% off $1 million and still have a bunch of money, but inflation, we got to get it under control.
We have to get it under control. The government has to get it under control. Companies, big companies that have sponsored the PGA Tour since 1982 are now ending the relationships, as you heard from Honda.
Yeah.
Sponsors don't want to spend the money. And that's that's the fault of our government.
Yes.
As far as some other news going on, last Sunday, incredible win by Tony Finau. Had an 8-shot lead going to the back nine, Charlie, at Memorial Park. He made that place look like a pitch and putt.
Because he can. His driving is second to none, and he's on a roll. And once you get that roll going and you get a hot putter like he did, it was quite an exhibition of golf. And I was happy to say I was out there with my grandson, and we saw a lot of good golf.
You and Ben.
Ben.
What a great weekend last weekend at at Memorial Park. Okay, Harry Higgs, Andrew Putnam, Cole Hammer in a tie for the lead at the RSM. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard on a Saturday morning. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie?
Well, it was an exciting weekend last week in Houston, Texas. Not only were we celebrating the World Series victory on the Astros, we hosted the Houstonians.
Astros Foundation.
We had a great week of golf. The Memorial Park couldn't have looked better. All the volunteers are so, so nice. I enjoy seeing most of them used to be at the old Shell Houston Open out at Redstone. So it was a great week of golf. We got a great winner. And it goes on and on. And the other thing that I was impressed with was Fleetwood winning on the DP Tour.
Really, two outstanding wins last week. Of course, Tony Finau wins his third event in seven starts at the Houston Open, moved to number 12 on the official world golf rankings. But yeah, Tommy Fleetwood, really had a good week. Had not won since 2019. It's interesting. I was walking with our friend Bruce Davidson last week at the Houston Open, and he got to watch Tommy Fleetwood quite a bit at the CJ Cup, where Bruce is the tournament director. He said that Tommy Fleetwood may be the best ball striker that he's ever watched live. I've never watched Tommy live. I'm looking forward to it now. I know he hits these just tight, piercing draws. But it was interesting to hear Bruce say that. And then that was on Saturday, and then he wins on Sunday, moves to number 23 in the world.
You know, it's great to see Bruce out there because he's done so much since leaving the being the director of golf at River Oaks. But his new golf tournament, his new facility has so many great programs other than just the PGA Tour. And Bruce is right there at the helm. And then he, one of his students from early on is Cole.
Yeah. Yeah, they were side by side after a couple of the rounds. We watched Cole a lot last week. Is that Cole's coach? I should know this, but I don't.
Yes, it's Bruce.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
You know, he's gotten help from other people, but Bruce was really instrumental in a lot of his success.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. You know, on the note, Charlie, a major conversation this week has been, you know, the strength of field at the RSM Classic versus the strength of field at the RSM Classic. There's a lot of conversation amongst the top players in the world about the difference between the world golf ranking points between those participating at the RSM Classic versus the points that players received competing at the DP World Tour Championship. Jon Rahm spoke at the Tuesday press conferences prior to the start of the DP World Tour Championship, which is currently underway in Dubai, and he expressed frustration that those playing the RSM Classic would get more world ranking points than those playing at the DP World Tour Championship. Now, one last fact to give you, Charlie, before we get your reaction on this. 10 of the top 50 players in the world are playing the DP World Tour Championship, including world number one Rory McIlroy. And as for the RSM Classic, only 7 of the top 50 in the world are playing, with the top-ranked headliner being world number 24, Brian Harman.
I don't think Rahm knows how hard it is to make this all work. And it's been years and years and years of arithmetic and figuring out the size of the field is really important. If you got 155 guys playing in a, it's harder to win than if it's a closed field of 50. That's really one of the things that's controlling the numbers and how many points you get out of a victory. So I think he should consult the people that put this together and get educated. He's just coming off his unfortunately, a lot of times we put a microphone in front of an athlete that just focuses on golf and has no idea, number one, how a tournament's run, number two, what the press do, and number three, the backstories of all the intricacies of trying to determine who's number one, when, you know, and he's out of place by saying that. He's entitled to his opinion. But Rory backed him up and said, hey, you're wrong. It's how many guys are in the field. That controls. That there's where you start putting the numbers together. 155 versus 50. Come on.
And you're exactly right. You know, the official world golf ranking back in August instituted a series of changes that revamped the way points are awarded for tournaments across the globe. That change has had the most immediate impact as far as the depth of field is concerned, and emphasizes that having many top 200 players in the field and not just a few top 20 players in a limited field. Obviously, a bit of this, Charlie, was a reaction to LIV. You can't just have 48 players competing in a field. We've talked about it week after week. You know, 144 is the number of 72 holes.
That's right. The numbers tell the story. And, you know, Mark McCormick started the world ranking. Sony World Ranking, and they came up with a formula, and then over the years, it's had to change. And Rahm doesn't know that the points that were given to the European players were slanted to their favor because they weren't as good as the Americans. So they brought them up so they could play, and he never mentions that. See, so there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that has gone on. Is, you know, Europe couldn't compete with the Americans. Could not. All Americans would win all their tournaments. Until Seve came aboard, until, you know, Olazabal came aboard, they started winning the majors and so on and so forth. So the water level became almost equal. But over a period of time, they had the advantage, and a lot of the American players got hurt that way.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. That's us talking about Rahm's comments on the official world golf ranking points. He's got to get a little more educated. Well said, Charlie. A couple other headlines here coming out of last week. 24-year-old Nelly Korda recaptures world number one after a one-shot victory over Lexi Thompson at the Pelican Championship last week in Tampa. You know, this comes after a blood clot in Korda's left arm that required surgery and took her off the golf course for a significant amount of time. You know, her father, Peter, notably won the 1998 Australian Open tennis back in 1998. You know, said the family is fortunate that Nelly is alive. You know, this is a family that's been plagued with injury all year. Charlie, her sister Jessica just went out with back surgery, ended her year. It's great to see Nelly back at number one and now contending at the Tour Championship this week.
Yes, and she's a wonderful lady. She's a great athlete. She's really had a great career so far and getting better. But she says all she has to do is drain more putts because Lydia Ko is having an incredible tournament and an incredible year. She's won how many tournaments? Four tournaments.
Yep.
So their money's coming up. We got the tournament coming out to the Woodlands next year for the major.
Yeah, the Chevron Championship.
Championship, which would be fun to watch. So lots going on the ladies' tour.
Yeah, we spent some time with Molly Marco, the first year commissioner of the LPGA Tour at Media Day for the Chevron. She's one of the brightest minds I've met in the world of golf. Marco was the director of athletics for Princeton for 7 years before arriving on the LPGA Tour, and her great work is paying off. You know, the 24 players on the LPGA Tour made seven figures this year. The previous record was 17 back in 2017. You know, the 2023 LPGA Tour schedule is out, 33 events and a record $101 million in prize money. Marley Marco, hats off.
Yes.
And some of the work of the players, Stacey Lewis,
yep.
Some of these players that have a huge voice. You know, I talked to Stacey a couple weeks ago, and she expects the women's major championships to match the purses of the men's major championships soon. Week to week on the LPGA Tour, not so much. That's a work in progress. But for the majors, it's great to see.
Sure, it certainly is. And the product of the LPGA player is so much better. I mean, it's been good for a long time.
Yeah. But
it's never been showcased like it is now. And now they're going to play in that father-daughter, father-son.
Oh, that's going to be a great one, the PNC. I'm so excited for that,
see,
Charlie.
See, Dakota's paired with Tiger and his son.
Yeah.
Big Tiger and little Tiger.
You know, they would go head-to-head. That tournament gets competitive. I'm really looking forward to that one. But before we go to break, Charlie, how about a quick word from our friends at Insperity?
You know, Insperity never ceases to amaze me. And the more I get to know about that company, the more I'm impressed. And I've seen it come from zero, 1986, to $6 billion in revenue all over the United States, 4,000 employees. And their secret is the way they treat people. It's a people business, and they know how to get and tell the small business owner what they can do. And during all of this, you know, what we've been through with COVID and so on and so forth, working from home, you know, dealing with the challenges of businesses, that's a business itself. That's what you need help. So give my friends a call or look on the Insperity.com. Give them a call. Have them come and you tell them what your business is, and they will guarantee you they will find ways to help you, especially in HR. And today, with all the government regulations, HR is so, so important. So you need help selling your products, you can do that. But HR, they can do that for you. Insperity, they have a great tagline. You know, they want help. They want to help business succeed so communities can prosper.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Charlie, third headline coming out of last week. 2019 U.S. Amateur Champion Andy Ogletree won his first professional event on the Asian Tour at the International Series in Egypt. Charlie, you probably remember Andy
at
the 2019 Spirit, where he represented the United States with Cole Hammer.
Yep.
Let me give you a little more context on this. You know, Ogletree is a player who was the low amateur at the 2020 Masters. He turns pro shortly after that. He played three events on the PGA and Tour in 2021 and then elected to have hip surgery. When he returned from hip surgery, he had no status. He had conditional on the Corn Ferry Tour and wasn't getting into any events. Then Ogletree takes the LIV Golf deal. And in a really crazy situation, he's promised a bunch of events, plays two, finishes dead last in both, gets booted from the LIV Tour. Of course, then LIV Golf goes on to make a deal with the Asian Tour to become kind of a feeder tour in a sense. As a result, guys like Ogletree, who failed to maintain status on LIV, are now able to regain their stripes on the Asian Tour, a la the Corn Ferry Tour. You know, Charlie, so then you have Andy Ogletree, who's almost become this trailblazing figure in golf in a sense. We'll look back on in 20 years and think about that. He fired three rounds of sub-65 en route to that victory in Cairo. Pretty impressive.
It is, and especially a young kid like that having to go through a hip surgery procedure early in his career and loses his status. And, you know, you got to give him time to develop, and the cream always rises to the top. And sometimes you just got to endure, some challenges like that. And he has. And my hat's off to him. I wish him all the luck in the world. I wish he hadn't gone to the LIV Tour, but he chose to go that way.
That's right. And his suspension on the PGA Tour ends in January. He was suspended up until the end of this year. He could not play Q School, but he intends to return and try to play on the PGA Tour. You know, I have not been the biggest fan of LIV. I've been a pretty tough critic on it. But as I've told you, Charlie, over the last couple of weeks, there have been at least a couple good stories to come out of there. Eugenio Chikara leaves school early, has some success over there, and now Andy Ogletree. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. Charlie, a few months ago, the PGA Tour announced that it would elevate 12 events in which the top players would be required to play all of them. Events like the Arnold Palmer Invite, the Memorial, the Genesis all have excess of $20 million purses now. The Tour's decision to elevate these events came in efforts to have the top-ranked players in the world playing with each other more often. And as a result, Charlie, tournaments like the Honda Classic, which is sandwiched in between Bay Hill and the Genesis, will be losing their longstanding relationships with the PGA Tour. Very unfortunate.
Who supports the Honda Classic? A guy named Jack Nicklaus. His charity, it's a shame. And I think there's going to be hiccups like this that they just didn't anticipate. But that tournament has been such a successful tournament. Way back when, one of my students, Blaine McAllister, won that. And Hale Irwin won it one year, and they offered him a car, and he didn't want one. Because at that time, they didn't have air conditioning, But Honda's been how many years?
Since 1982, Charlie.
And that's grown, and it's helped Nicklaus's charities in South Florida. So this is a big impact, and we're going to – I don't understand these higher tournaments all of a sudden, a lot of money. I don't quite understand. I don't think it's been thought through the impact that it's going to have on a lot of other tournaments, i.e. the Houston Open. Can we get back on track and have a first class date in May to have first class tournament?
Well, Charlie, doing some reading about the history of the Honda Classic, obviously it's what makes the Honda Classic is that golf course, PGA National. It's the fourth toughest track on tour. I've read that over the past, when the country has gone through the recessions that we're going through, because ultimately whose fault this is the government's. These companies are not willing to go spend the extra dollar anymore, and that's a complete fault on our government. I've read that this golf course, the group, of course, Jack, they don't have trouble replacing sponsors. They haven't over previous recessions. Do you think this will be the case?
I think so. And how much is it? You know, the sponsorship for those major tournaments are $20 million. You know, they've doubled it. The inflation has hit those people too. So, and those are dollars that, you know, they're marketing dollars, and they're only so much available. And they do a lot of it because of charity. And Honda being associated with Nicklaus and all that, they've grown that into one of the top tournaments in a state where they have already six PGA events. So, you know, there's so much more that, you know, all the leaves haven't fallen from the tree yet, but they're going to.
And Charlie, all of this has been a direct correlation from the result of LIV. It's added the checks and balances. They've had to make some adjustments. You know, this week, Rory McIlroy spoke at the DP World Tour Championship in a press conference and did not hold back on his feelings as far as the LIV Golf Tour Commissioner Greg Norman is concerned. This was his quote. There's a few things that I would like to see on LIV that needs to change. I think Greg needs to go. That's what he said. I think he just needs to exit stage left. He's made his mark, but I think now is the right time to sort of say, look, you've got this thing off the ground, but no one is going to talk unless there's an adult in the room that can actually try to mend fences. Charlie?
That's pretty simple. I mean, that. How do you stand? You know, he's right. I mean, I've known Greg Norman. Greg Norman's been very nice to me. I played golf with him. I've seen him rise to the occasion. I was a help chairman of his junior Children's Medical Miracle Network here in Houston at Braeburn, and we raised money for him. But to me, he's just acted as a vindictive bully. And he's caused more problems than he's, you know, created. I mean, he's created a lot of problems, and they've got to rethink this. And I think they do need somebody that can step in and you know, negotiate with the PGA Tour and the sponsors of the PGA Tour. See, the sponsor of the PGA Tour, they have to be, you know, right there with it, because all of a sudden their sponsorships are going up. You know, 100%, you know, so time will only tell.
Well, Saudi officials denied the report that they'd be replacing Greg Norman with Mark King, who's the former executive from TaylorMade, now Taco Bell. But, you know, you have to think, if you're hearing world number one, Rory McIlroy, essentially say, hey, if Greg Norman wasn't in the picture, I would have the conversation about the LIV circus. It's almost impossible to think that the Saudis aren't rethinking who the face of their golf tour is going
to
be.
They have to be.
Yeah.
They have to be, because a lot of the stuff that was promised, they haven't received.
You know, looking towards a couple of these leaderboards around the world, obviously the most official world golf ranking points are coming out of the RSM Classic this week. You have Andrew Putnam, Harry Higgs, and Cole Hammer in a tie for the lead. Joel Dahm and Bo Hosler, another Texas guy, and Sahith Theegala, who just moved to Houston, are in a tie for fourth. Charlie, you know, great event going on. These are some of the best greens that I've seen on the tour schedule so far this season.
Incredible. The ball is rolling so well. I mean, that golf course, you know, it's, I don't know how old it is, maybe 12, 15 years old, and it's really, you know, it's become a major championship venue for the European Tour, and so, yeah. But the greens at Houston were incredible. I mean, so the technology and the new grasses and the way you maintain greens, you know, are making the surfaces at the PGA Tour events really nice.
Okay, before we get a break, let me take a quick moment to tell you more about my friends at the Swing Sound app, which you can find on the App Store and Google Play. You know, one thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is tempo. You either swing the club too quick or too slow, especially when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or late afternoon match against a buddy. What Marius Filmata, the founder of Swing Sound Golf, has figured out that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because the study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm with the swing of the when swinging a club. Now, with the help of some of the best sound engineers around the world, Marius Filmata has developed the Swing Sound app, which plays a consistent rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. You can find that over on the App Store or Google Play for only $4.99. Once again, that's the Swing Sound app on App Store or Google Play. When we come back, RSM Classic predictions. We'll talk more about our friend Cole Hammer right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. What a great weekend of golf we have ahead of us, Charlie. At the RSM Classic, Andrew Putnam, Harry Higgs, and Cole Hammer all in a share for the lead at 12 under. Over on the DP World Tour for the Tour Championship, you have Tyrrell Hatton and our reigning U.S. Open champion, Matthew Fitzpatrick, in a share for the lead at 12 under with John Rahm, world number five, chasing at 8 under, and Rory McIlroy not too far behind him.
I'm going to set my recording of the DP Tour to see this tournament. I might try to get up a little early, but I want to see how Rory can beat John Rahm. Who are you going to pick?
We'll talk about this a little early. I think Matthew Fitzpatrick has the lead as far as their order of
U.S. Open winner.
He's
right?
A U.S. Open winner, and he has the lead as far as the order of merit is concerned. Rory is number three on that list, and we just saw Rory posted a very low number in the third round to climb up that leaderboard. I'm going to take him ultimately because I want to see him hold the PGA Tour money list and the European Tour order of merit in the same year.
Okay.
About you?
I don't want Rahm to – and I love Rahm. I think he's a great player, but I think he's misspoken a couple times and learn his lesson a little and get humbled a little more because he's – he's a heck of a driver of the golf ball, and that's what Rory is. So those guys are going to probably come down, one on each other, trying to beat each other's brains out.
Why does the DP World Tour have their tour championship in Dubai? Is that money reasons?
Money. And just like, why is the World Cup going to be in Qatar?
Yeah, that's another disaster. The fans can't have a beer at the game, Charlie. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
Unbelievable. As far as the RSM Classic, this is a time of year where I usually watch the replay of the opening rounds on Golf Channel. During the replay on Thursday evening, I was able to watch the live first round coverage of the RSM, and what an opening round for our guy Cole Hammer. Really impressive. Starts the week 64-66, playing on a sponsor's exemption. Has conditional status on Korn Ferry Tour next year. It could be some kind of story, Charlie.
Well, it is a story, and it's you can track his choice of schools, the University of Texas. John Fields, great coach, has produced great champions. A guy named Jordan Spieth not too long ago, and
Bo Hosler,
Bo
not
Hosler's
too far
been
behind.
There,
yeah.
And now Rory. I mean, not Rory, Cole, and Cole. He spent his time in amateur golf and had a great career. He had a little misfortune last year when the Walker Cup was held at Seminole. The team got
stomach bugs. I think, yeah,
food poisoning, and. They really didn't play up to their ability, and it made them look a little, not silly, but having food poisoning and trying to play golf are not a good combination. So now it's taken him a little momentum to get back on his stroke, you might say, and his demonstration of the 65 he shot at Houston, and now he's followed up with this golf, is incredible. If you look in the past history of all the Longhorn golfers, Ben Crenshaw won his first tournament as a professional, and Tom Kite, and Justin Leonard, and so the kids today that are playing, you got to play 4 years of solid golf before you try to become a professional. If not, you're going to get eaten up. And Cole is showing that his lineage at University of Texas and his performance at University of Texas is why he's playing today so well.
His Thursday 64 at the RSM was a career low. It marked his first career lead or co-lead after any round on the PGA Tour. We watched him shoot 66 on Friday at the Houston Open last week to make the cut. You knew good things were coming because of that pressure-packed second round at Memorial Park, and it was pressure-packed because He said in his post-round interview to Kira Dixon on Thursday that had he not made the cut at the Houston Open, he likely would not have received that call. Didn't receive it till you know, late Saturday, Sunday. And then in the second round on the Seaside course yesterday morning was one of the grittiest rounds I've ever watched. He was 2-under through 10 holes, had only hit two greens. He was not dialed in with the irons yesterday from inside 150 yards. But, I mean, wow, does he roll it with that claw grip.
He was really, really putting the ball really well. But I must admit, I have a little influence on Cole. We went up to see him play on that Saturday or Friday. And as soon as I get to the green, what does he do? He chips in.
Yeah, that's right.
Karma.
That's right, on the 12th, that memorial.
Karma.
Par 3, 12. Unbelievable. 11, sorry. Short-sighted himself and then got up and down.
I said he had no chance.
Quick note, earlier in the show I said Jessica Korda went out with back surgery. She's out with back injury. She has not had surgery yet. Just want to make that quick correction.
Which Korda?
Jessica.
Jessica.
Yeah. She's out for the year with a back injury, has not had surgery. Back to Cole, Charlie, there's some updates on with the college golf.
Yes.
The direct line between the NCAA to the PGA Tour earlier this week. Cole was asked after the round about his thoughts on the changes. We'll play that audio, then I'll tell you what those changes are.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Massive changes. I mean, flashback to 3 years ago, and I never would have thought any of this was possible. But I think it's great. The guys coming out of college are so good. There's some superstars in college right now as juniors and seniors, and I'm excited for them to get out here and compete against the best players in the world. I think it's only going to make college golf better. Guys will. I mean, I don't see why you would ever leave early now. College coaches have to be through the roof, and I think it's great, you know, staying for 4 years and having that experience. It should be good for all those kids.
Charlie, let me lay these two additional membership opportunities out, and then we'll get your reaction. First, if you're a senior in college and ranked first on the final PGA Tour University rankings, you will automatically become a PGA Tour member. That's number one. Number two, juniors, sophomores, and freshmen can earn points based on their accomplishments in college, amateur, and professional golf, and they will earn PGA Tour memberships if they amassed at least 20 points at the end of their third year of NCAA eligibility. This is what's going to be called the PGA Tour University Accelerated Program, where, for an example, you play in the U.S. Open as a freshman in college, you get 1 point. You win the Haskins Award, which is like the Heisman Trophy of college golf, you get 3 points. Your thoughts, Charlie?
Well, number one, let's compare it to the NFL. The NFL has a farm system, and it's the NCAA. All of the great football players come through college golf, 4 years of training, and some of them shorted a little, but... So what's happening is that instead of the tour school, there's so many kids from all over the world coming to the United States to play golf. And so now they're going to be rewarded through the right channels to get a good education, to get ready, and not just wander. You go to University of Houston or Arkansas or all of the great programs, and golf is your choice of making a living. You've got to do that today because that's the best way to have 4 years of training under great situations, play in great tournaments, and then have a chance to get your card on the PGA Tour. I think it's a great marriage.
You know, if you look at the other sports, if you are a top 50 ranked player, you are getting an opportunity at the professional level. Yeah. There's no doubts about that. And you know, as great as these changes are, they've stepped in the right direction. As Cole said 3 years ago, the PGA Tour University rankings was not available.
Yep.
They've now provided exemptions for the top 20 college players. I would like to see that number go to 50.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be PGA Tour cards, Charlie. Hand out 50 corn for a tour cards.
Canadian Tour.
Yeah.
Oriental Tour. So it's a big business, the sports, and NCAA has dominated all these years. And now they've got all the money. Well, the tour is going to help out. And then you got tennis is the same way. You got tennis stars at Stanford, at Texas, that go on to be great, champions. So it's good for sports. It's good for ladies' sports. The ladies tour through ladies playing golf on in the NCAA is they're maturing much, much quicker, and it doesn't cost them any money. They get a scholarship.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. You know, there's two major storylines this week, Charlie. It's that ultimately Rory could hold the PGA Tour money list and the European Tour money list in the same year while becoming the voice of golf, essentially. And then, you know, here in the States at the RSM Classic, someone's career is definitely going to change on Sunday. You look down this leaderboard, Andrew Putnam in the lead at 12 under. He went 65-65. He's a one-time PGA Tour winner. Harry Higgs, who is a fan favorite, you know, lifts up his shirt on the 16th hole at the Waste Management. But he's had his struggles all year. You know, has had a really tough time making cuts. Cole Hammer, of course, we just discussed, his career could change monumentally. Looking forward, Cole has conditional status on Corn Ferry Tour for the spring, and then full status on Latin America. Joel Dahman, who is a really is a very well-respected player, very popular amongst the social medias. But I saw him yesterday. His status is running short. He has not had the best calendar year. So when you look at the RSM, Bo Hostler, I mean, has not played in the U.S. Open at 15.
Yeah.
I don't want to say his career has been disappointing, Charlie, but I think people would expect he had a win by now.
His disappointment came when he got injured in the NCAA. That one year in the final round, and he couldn't play. He remember that injury?
Had to hit a putt out of the bunker.
Yeah.
You remember that?
And so he's fought through that, and he's coming back online. He lost his coach, Jim Flick. Jim was his coach for many years, and Jim passed away. So you have these hiccups. You have these bumps in the road that you got to persevere and to get to the golden, you know, to the golden goose, you know?
That's right. I'm really looking forward to the end of the action at the RSM. I think Sunday's going to be great. There's been a lot of talk this week, obviously, with the official world golf rankings and more. I think you're going to see a really exciting ending there.
Do you think Rory would rather have a Masters jacket than the other two titles?
100%. And we talked about that. Augusta's going to be really interesting this year. He has made the change to Brad Faxon with the putter. I personally think that's been a big improvement. That's what's holding him back at Augusta is the putter. And one other coaching, before we go to break, I got to mention one other coaching change. Webb Simpson, who has fallen to number 111 in the world, has finished second at the RSM twice. This is a tournament he really enjoys. He missed the cut again this week. And I read that he has made the change from Butch Harmon to Cameron McCormick. Have you heard that?
Yes, I did. And Butch is retired. And so he's not as available to his players as they once did, and he'd have to fly to Vegas, and he wanted more attention than that, and Butch understands that, and many people have done that, but Cameron McCormick has proven to be very good teacher. I mean, he helped a guy named Jordan Spieth, so we'll see how it happens, but everybody needs and wants a coach.
Okay, when we come back, we'll do a pick for the RSM Classic and for the DP World Tour Championship right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing up shop here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Charlie, we'll start with your pick for the RSM Classic. You have Andrew Putnam, Harry Higgs, and local Cole Hammer in a tie for the lead at 12 under. Joel Dahman, Bo Hosler, who is also a Texas alum, along with Hammer, in a tie for fourth at 11 under, along with Sahith Theegala, who we just talked about over break, just moved to Houston, says it's been a great move for him, Charlie.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know where he's playing.
But the bottom line is, I've got a great relationship with the Hammer family, and he's been a Houstonian, and I know his mom and dad, and I know his record at Texas and I want him to get that first win right now.
Yeah, me too, Charlie. Let's not wait. Let's not wait any longer. Because when you look, I didn't mean to interrupt you. You got anything else on
okay.
that?
No, that's okay. No, that's okay.
When you're looking forward, Charlie, a top 10 in a normal week on the PGA Tour gets you into the next week.
Yeah.
This is the ninth and final event of the fall. To get it done right here going into the holidays would be very special. So you're going with Cole?
Cole.
I'm going with Cole as well. We're on the same team this week, Charlie. Over to the DP World Tour Championship leaderboard, an event that's really going to be a showdown amongst the bigger powers, the bigger stars of golf come tomorrow. Tyrrell Hatton and Matthew Fitzpatrick, who is our U.S. Open champion, in a tie for first at 12 under. Adriaanus, who was a first-time winner on the DP World Tour this season at the Catalunya, is in a tie for third with Alex Noren, who is he hasn't won on the DP World Tour 10 times. He's won a lot, though, over there. Has never won a PGA Tour event. And then Jon Rahm in fifth at 8 under. Yeah, tied with Arnaas and Noren. Who's your pick over there?
I'm going with Rory.
You're going with Rory? Rory is Rory's 7 back going into the final round. I'm going with Rahm, Charlie. I'm going with Rahm at 8 under.
He's not 7 back. Rory's 12 and Rahm's 15.
You're right. My apologies. We'll see you next week, Charlie Epps Golf Hour, right here.